Okay, so it says you need to begin with all participants introducing themselves, so.
Your choice, Sieber. I'm 54 years old. Today is June 2nd, 2021. I'm speaking with Katie Benitez, who is my dear, dear friend. We are recording this interview in St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay. So first question, can you tell me about a person who has been the kindest to you in your whole life?
Can we pause this? People that have been kind to me for many different reasons, but I am very blessed to have many kind people in my life.
All right. Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
Pause.
Think about yesterday. Or this Sunday.
That was fun. Oh man, I don't know if I'm gonna like this. Okay, happiest memories. Oh, wow.
This is a hard one.
Oh, man.
I feel like a lot of youth memories come to mind for me.
Really?
I mean, as you get older and your memories, your accomplishments, like things you've done, but like the happiest usually are when like, no.
I guess it depends what. I don't know, because I mean, when I think of my childhood, I think of camping with my family. When I think of high school, I think of sports and my close friends that I became friends with. When I think of after high school,
what about when you graduated high school?
That was nothing exciting. My mom told me that I was not college material, so, but I proved her wrong. But let's see, it was, my happy memories are after high school, but I value my friends from high school. Like my friends that I get together with, they're a family to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I still have guy friends that I went to high school with that, you know, we get together once a year. Not always, but it's for street fair, Concordia Fall Festival. We get together, but those are fun times, but not as many people come back, you know, so.
What about, like, an early childhood memory that might have made you happy, like Christmas or, you know, a birthday present, like when you got an extra special or something like that?
I always liked that feeling of when Santa came.
Yeah.
Knowing when because my family, we go to church and then all of a sudden we come back on Christmas Eve and
the
family,
was there.
I mean, the presents were there and I wasn't like, how'd that happen? I was always trying to figure that out.
I also think what comes to mind as your friend that might have been a happy moment is your 50th birthday when all your friends went to the lake.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was very happy. Yes.
And, like, everyone made such an effort to come hang with you.
There were so many people. Yeah, I mean.
And we weren't close then, but we were still
you would have gone.
Friends.
You would
now
have
I would have definitely been there.
I almost want to have another one so I can find you guys. You know?
We should
and
do
I
that.
We should do it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe in November-ish.
Yeah. I'm down.
Maybe Katie would go.
All right, ready for the next one?
Okay.
Well, this is going to be a toughie. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult memories you've had?
When I had to bury my dad.
Oh, that's sad.
That was a hard one. And my grandma Welch and Grandma Sieber. Those were hard. Those were hard memories, hard things for me to do.
Yeah. How old were you when you buried your dad?
20, okay, no.
Too young.
No, it was 20 years ago, so 44.
Oh.
Yeah.
20 years ago.
Oh, don't 34. Age yourself.
That's terrible.
I don't know anything about math.
Math is hard.
Yeah, it was hard. It was very hard. It was hard. Very hard.
All right. Can you tell me about someone you'll always remember?
My grade school coach, Bonnie Breen.
Oh.
She was also my second grade teacher. She taught me how to braid.
Hair?
She taught me how to braid on a puppet. We had these paper bags, and we had to make a puppet with this paper bag. And so I put this yarn on there, and she's like, well, just braid it. I go, I don't know how. So she taught me how to braid that. And then also she taught, I'm ambidextrous, and so everybody always puts scissors in my left hand because I wrote with my left hand, I eat with my left hand, but I can't cut with my left hand. So she gave me attention. She would spend hours after school because I was pitching for high school and I was playing volleyball. So I would pitch to her, and then during volleyball season, she would work with me. I'd come home with bruises on my, I mean, bumps and bruises. And then she left. She left my sixth grade. After sixth grade, she went to Green Park. We used to play Green Park in sports. Well, I hit a grand slam, and she was at third base coaching on the other team for Green Park. And I still, to this day, think about her saying, when I rounded that base at third base, I heard her say, nice job, Joycey.
Oh.
And to this day, I still remember that. It affects me.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and she really believed in me and just spent a lot of time with me, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
So I don't keep in touch with her now or anything, but she made a huge impact. And my high school coach, he made a pretty, I mean, we weren't close or anything, but he made an impact on me because of my, shooting down here.
Mm-hmm.
You can't shoot like that. When you're shooting the basketball, you can't shoot down below in high school. They're going to knock the ball right out of your hands. So he spent many hours at the gym with me perfecting my shot and working with me in volleyball as a setter and all kinds of stuff. So it was just awesome.
Yeah. My coaches. Time spent with you. Yeah.
But yeah, she's probably one of the big ones in my life.
Oh.
She'll never know it, but.
You never know. She might.
I don't know.
I wonder where she's now.
Yeah, I don't know. I try to look for her on Facebook. I haven't seen her.
What's her name?
Bonnie Breen, but I think she married some guy that she, I don't know, but I think she married some guy, so. I don't think it was Breen anymore, so.
Okay, we're going to look for her.
Okay.
What are some of the most important lessons that you've learned in your life?
Pause.
Nope, no pause.
Just to be real with people. Be open with the people that you trust and love and care and love and care about you. Because with my mom, we never had an open relationship. We never talked about anything. My dad, we didn't talk till after high school and stuff, but he was always busy supporting a family. So, just work hard, have good work ethics, and just work hard and love people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I feel like you love people very, like, in a very real way. Like, you always show up for who you are, you know?
Yeah. it's not planned. I just do that because there's certain people that I love hard for. You're one of those people. But there's certain people that I'd do anything in the world for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all have those people. But I am actually trying to be a little more kinder to the people that get on my nerves at work.
That's a good... Like, we could all use more of that.
You know, like Robin and this girl Pam at work. I'm trying to show God's love more to them.
In the harder scenarios than just, yeah.
I want them to, I don't want to be a part-time Christian. I want them to know, I don't know. They don't have to be my best friend at all. We don't have to be close at all, but I'm just trying to change a few things with that, you know, like being more open to Robin, because I don't know, maybe she needs to talk sometime. Maybe I can help her, or maybe somehow. I don't know. I don't even know the future, but so I'm just trying a little bit better with that instead of tuning people out that don't really... not serve me, because I'm not looking for somebody to serve me. I don't want to say waste my time on either, but I'm just trying to be more cautious of people's feelings that I don't care for.
Hey, that's a great way to say that.
I mean, I really am. I mean, I tried, yeah, I'm just trying, you know, there's this, yeah. So.
Yeah, maybe people before that you'd be like...
get away from me.
Yeah, whatever,
you know,
but you're putting forth more of an effort.
I am. I'm trying to show God's love more. That's what this world's about.
Yeah.
It's just showing God's love, because that's what he wants us to do.
Yeah.
So.
Great answer. Ooh. Do you have any regrets?
Sometimes if you have regrets, you won't be where you're at.
That's true.
Because I have regrets that I didn't use my basketball scholarships and go play basketball somewhere. And I also have regrets that I was never a basketball coach and volleyball coach. I mean, I coached a grade school team, basketball, volleyball, and then I coached a soccer team. But that's probably one of my biggest regrets, is not coaching.
Is there a reason why you didn't do that?
I didn't think I could make money at it, you know? I just didn't know that I could make a living at it. You know, everybody was like, oh, you don't make that much money. You don't want to do that, blah, 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 blah. Listen to other people, you know? And part of the whole time, my mom was in the back of my head, you're not college material. You're not college material, you know? But yet I had my high school coach. He was coaching up in northwestern Missouri, and he... you know, he wrote me a letter. He's like, I sure would give you a scholarship. I sure want to still see you at college somewhere, blah, blah, blah. And I just didn't take it. And I kind of regret that part. And I regret not getting to know my dad better before he left. So, because the stories that my little brother tells me when my brother Dave and I were cleaning my mom's house out before we sold it, the stories he told me, I was like, man, I wish I would have had those stories, you know? Because he and my dad were very close. But again, he was kind of like that.
The only.
Yeah.
A little bit. That the little only child.
Yeah. And they, you know, they did a lot of stuff like that together. And he would tell, and I just laughed. And it just, you know, I wish I was closer to my dad. So.
Oh, man. So what are your hopes for me? And what are your hopes for my children?
You?
Mm-hmm.
I just want you completely happy. I would love to have your relationship with God grow even more. But I would love for you to be happy, and your hopes... hopes for your children would be to know how much that you, how hard you try to have them in this world.
That's beautiful.
So they would know that. Not that I would tell them. They would find out down the road in their own time, you know, when you chose to tell them or whatever.
Yeah, when they're pissing me off.
But... What?
I said, when they're pissing me off. Yeah. You know how hard I had to work to get you here?
I mean, what you're going through to have these babies, it's incredible. It's... But I would hope they would... I would hope that they would know that and respect you for that and just, you know, and just know that they're loved and cared about, you know, and just knowing that unconditional love and never have to wonder if they're loved or not,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Oh, man. So where do you see yourself? What do you want for your future? Pause.
A big old pause. Oh my gosh. I want to be able to walk through wine glasses like he just did because I don't know how he missed my wine glass on the ground. Oh my goodness. Wow. We're talking. Oh, he's funny. He's like, you talking about me? Miles. Let's see. My future. You know what? If I knew that answer, I would be preparing for that. I don't have that answer. I mean, this whole deal with these bracelets now, I mean, I don't see it future, but I see it for, you know, it's going to go a while. And I would love to be a big part of that foundation and helping with that. I want to have more of a meaning than just, you're just a server. You know, not that that's a bad thing at all, because I meet some incredible people. I have so much fun. And people remember me. They're like, oh yeah, we had you, blah, 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 blah. I don't remember half the people that say that, but I made somehow an impression on their lives. I just want to be that person that knows that people know that I love Jesus and I have a relationship with him.
Hmm.
Future-wise, I don't know. I wish I knew that answer. I would like to be married, but I don't know that that's in God's... I don't know if that's in his plans, you know? So I hesitate to say that because I'm learning to be content without having somebody. Took me a long time to get there, but so I guess I'm just trying to learn to be content with everything.
Yeah.
And just
in the present
and be happy and be in the present,
just be
happy with what God gives me and be obedient to him and try to listen to what he's trying to lead me to do or say or be or whatever. So
I
have no clue. I've never had a clue. Yeah. A lot of people are like, I'm going to go to college and be this, be that. Yeah. I never had that.
Yeah.
Never. I didn't even know anything about college much, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. But yeah, that would probably be something like that, I guess.
All right. Anything else you want to say?
No, I don't think so. No.
All right. Thanks, Joyce.
Holy moly. You're next, girl.
I hope that was still recording.
Oh, boy.